You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Members of United Auto Workers Local 291 are picketing and striking outside of Cummins in Oshkosh. Ryan Compton, president of the local chapter, says they've been working with an expired contract since January 29th, but the company can't meet until April 22nd, a date that Compton says is too far away.
You know, enough is enough. We want to get them to the table. We want to negotiate this agreement. They keep telling us they want an agreement, but they keep, you know, a couple days here this month, a couple days next month. You know, that's unacceptable to us.
Compton said in addition to the expired contract, union members wish to discuss with the company the definition of temporary workers and mandatory Saturday shifts. A spokesperson with Cummins says the company has been negotiating with the Oshkosh location in good faith and has scheduled more talks in the coming weeks. Cummins is a global company that designs and produces diesel fuel engines and generators. Skipping school could equal breaking the law once again in Appleton. The Appleton Area School District is asking the city to consider reintroducing a truancy law. Superintendent Greg Hartjes told the Appleton Common Council Wednesday night that the district is facing chronic absenteeism. He said last year, over 1,000 students missed 18 or more school days. Almost 300 of them missed more than 50 days last year. Hartjes says they don't want to go back to the days of punitive measures and truancy court, but they want something to help them reach and support the students who are not coming to school. The Appleton Common Council took no action on the issue. It will decide if it will reenact truancy laws at a future meeting. The Grand Chute Police Chief is stepping down. Chief Greg Peterson has been in law enforcement for 44 years now. He was appointed the Grand Chute Police Chief in 2010. Before that, he spent 30 years with the Appleton PD. The Grand Chute Police and Fire Commission expects to name a replacement by fall of this year. Chief Peterson will stay on in his role until the new chief is appointed. Stephen Avery personally sent a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last week asking for a new trial. He said he was the, quote, victim of a setup and it has to be fixed now, end quote. The state's highest court rejected that petition because the 62-year-old Avery has an attorney but does not have hybrid representation where both he and the lawyer present arguments to the court. An appeal by Avery's attorney is pending with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Avery is serving a life sentence for the 2005 death of Teresa Halbach. That case gained notoriety with Netflix's docuseries Making a Murderer. Avery maintains his innocence. All of his appeals so far have been denied. We've mentioned it several times, but it's important for you to know that the deadline to get your new Real ID is coming up in May. Joanne Krulatz has details.
AAA spokesperson Brenna Knapp says the Real ID will look almost exactly like your standard ID card, except that it's marked with a star in the upper corner of the card. Starting May 7th, you'll need a Real ID in order to fly domestically or to enter certain federal buildings. You can apply for a Real ID in person at a Department of Motor Vehicle location or pre-apply online. More information can be found on the DMV's website.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour this week. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During a stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called that claim misinformation and said Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. With only 2 weeks before voters head to the polls, the two candidates competing to become the next state superintendent of public instruction met Wednesday night for an online forum to discuss differing visions for Wisconsin's public education system. Incumbent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer disagreed starkly on where Wisconsin schools are right now. Underley, who's been the state superintendent since 2021, pointed to different successes during her tenure.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real. But our work isn't done.
Kinzer says she's running to restore educational standards and pledged to work with parents, increase transparency, ensure money gets into classrooms, reward great teachers, and decrease bureaucracy. The candidates disagreed markedly on a range of issues from teacher pay, special education funding, challenges for Wisconsin's rural districts, diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, and expansion of vouchers and charter schools. The election is April 1st. There's a proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature that would increase the penalties for people convicted of property theft in multiple cases. The legislation proposed by Republican lawmakers would allow multiple property theft crimes committed within a six-month period to be combined as one crime. That means individual crimes where the value of stolen property would only classify as a misdemeanor could be combined to upgrade to a felony charge. The bill would also allow prosecutors to file felony charges against suspects with prior misdemeanor convictions. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Things are moving forward on The Boys prequel, Vought Rising. Producers just added actress Elizabeth Posey to one of the lead roles, although they are not divulging much about the character. Posey joins cast members Jensen Ackles and Aya Cash, who are reprising their roles as Soldier Boy and Stormfront from The Boys. Amazon Prime is the studio behind the show, which will see Ackles and Cash as executive producers, along with The Boys series creator and writer Eric Kripke. Sticking with casting, according to Deadline, Greg Kinnear will join the show Margo's Got Money Troubles. The Apple TV show stars Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer. Fanning plays the daughter of a Hooters waitress and a pro wrestler who finds herself as a new mom with no money. So she starts an OnlyFans page and uses her father's pro wrestling tactics to make it work. Sure, it sounds confusing, but wait till you see it. Margo's Got Money Troubles is based on the novel of the same title by Rufy Thorpe. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but it will be sunny and not as windy this afternoon with a high today in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy. Maybe a few showers by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.